Fresh Air commentator and linguist Jeff Nunberg is currently living in France, where there's been a raging debate about whether American pop culture is crowding out French culture. Jeff says that culture doesn't always respect national boundaries.
Paris, folks over for lunch. This was the month when everybody was talking about l'exception culturelle, the exception for cultural products in the GATT Treaty. It's a subject calculated to bring out the worst in everybody. The French start into fulminating about American cultural imperialism, as if it were Steven Spielberg's fault that Jurassic Park is outgrossing all the recent French releases put together. They blame the Americans for their cultural decline the way Senator Eastland used to blame communist infiltrators for the anti-war demonstrations of the 60s, as if American boys and girls would never wear long hair and smoke dope of their own accord. And on the other side of the table, the Americans are going full tilt about how we have to preserve the free market system that ensured the fall of communism and made the world safe for Die Hard 2. About the only person there who made any sense was my Italian friend, who saw things in all their complexity. Oh, by all means, we should protect our national cinema, if only we can decide what it is. What makes the good, the bad, and the ugly an Italian movie? What makes Mean Streets an American movie? What do we look at? The director, the actors, the setting? And why not the viewers? How can you say that any film belongs to this nation or that? Now, while all this is going on, my 4-year-old daughter walks in with her sandwich, picks up the remote control, and turns on the TV. She starts into switching channels, something she learned to do about the same time she learned to switch languages. She's looking for a cartoon, any cartoon. No cultural exceptions here. Mickey or Asterix, Babar or Bart Simpson, it's all rock and roll to Sophie. And of course, a lot of these cartoons really aren't from anywhere at all. You look at the credits for a show like Inspector Gadget, the writers have French names, the art directors have Japanese names, the animation supervisors have Filipino or Malayan names, since that's where they ship the stuff to have the cells drawn. And then they just dub them for the local markets. In fact, one thing about these shows is that they almost never show any writing. No signs on the stores, no labels on the police cars, nothing that would tip their hand. But right now there don't seem to be any cartoons on, and Sophie has to settle for an old Chips episode. It isn't surprising to find this. The French have a great passion for American cop shows, and you can turn on a TV set at any time of the day or night and be pretty confident of finding Chips or Columbo or the year-in, year-out favorite Starsky et Hutch. I'm watching the episode with half an eye while the lunch conversation continues. There are Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox riding down the Antelope Freeway or somewhere with a lot of brown hills in the background. They show them riding for a pretty long time. Then they show these outlaw bikers standing around talking at the side of the road. Then Eric and Larry stop, and Eric pulls off his helmet and smiles and says, "Suivez-nous." Then everybody gets on their bikes, and you see them all riding down the freeway for another 2 minutes or so. And then Larry points up in the air, and there's a police helicopter circling over the canyons nearby, and you watch that for a couple of minutes. That's the thing about Chips, of course, is that nothing ever happens. But it's different watching it happen on French TV. All that aimless, wordless wandering, naturally you think of Alain René. The close shots of motorcycles, that's straight out of Cocteau, Testament of Orpheus. And how could you watch Estrada removing his helmet without thinking of Erich von Stroheim making the same gesture in Renoir's Grand Illusion? By now I was absorbed in the program. Was there ever a film more thoroughly French than this? My daughter, on the other hand, was growing restless and had returned her attention to her sandwich. I felt a hand at my sleeve. "Papa," she said, "now you go put some peanut butter on my croissant."
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox European Research Center in Grenoble.